You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio, Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national, covering down on all of the issues. And oh yeah, like the dude just said, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Well, welcome to hour number three on a Friday. Friday, y'all. I'm talking about the weekend is upon us. Most of y'all are getting into go-home mode as we speak. And so yeah, we're going to carry you all the way there. I'm in dipper number two. This one has got some creep factor attached to it. Like, this one might raise your blood pressure a tad. I'm calling this whole dipper, Big Brother is Watching You. So if you're not familiar with Big Brother from the book 1984, it's the idea that government is often referred to as Big Brother, is able to look over your shoulder and see what you do and control your moves and sort of guide you in the ways it wants you to go or penalize you for not going the way it wanted you to go. Well, what we're finding right now is that more and more government has the ability, a lot of times through electronic means that didn't exist 10, 20, 30 years ago, has the ability to tap into where you are, what you're doing, what you're buying, and oh, by the way, how you're living. Pray tell, Phil, what do you mean? It's a pray tell day, by the way. This is going to be a pray tell.
All right.
Okay.
I don't think it's a game for shots. The no. Subject's going to cause people to start drinking anyways.
That's right. It's probably right. All right. So here's the first story I got. If you haven't heard this, this might make you mad. It makes me mad. Talk about an infringement upon our civil liberties. I mean, so here's the deal. Representative Jim Jordan, I like Jim Jordan, Republican from Ohio. He is right now the chairman of what is known as the Judiciary Committee's Select Subcommittee on the Weaponization of the Federal Government. Basically, he's the one that once Republicans got put in the majority, by a slim majority, but they're still the majority, they formed a new committee with the sole purpose of rooting out all the ways that the Biden administration has been weaponizing government against the average citizen. And it's everywhere. Well, they just found a new one. So there's an organization within Treasury Department called the FinCEN. It stands for the Financial Crimes Enforcement Network, FinCEN. They look for financial crimes. You can imagine, that's their name, right? You would think that they're more along the lines of investigating actual crimes as opposed to searching out things that average citizens might have done to give them red flags to go then pry a little further in your life and see what they can find. But that's where we are. Because what they're finding right now, here's the first story. What they're finding right now is that FinCEN has apparently been flagging consumer transactions that uses phrases like Trump or MAGA. Why is the government concerned about your political views? It's supposed to be benign. It's supposed to be out there. It gets led by whatever person wins the election. Appointees might come in, confirmations be had. But the government has no business rooting around to see how you feel about politics or whether you ordered something through Amazon like a MAGA hat or whether you sent something to someone like a donation to the Trump campaign. Well, that's what we're looking at right now. So part of the Treasury Department, basically it says this. Jordan said the committee had obtained documents showing that FinCEN had been outlining what it called typologies of persons of interest. Y'all, a person of interest in law enforcement parlance means there's a potential for crime. We're checking you out. Well, if we can't do stop and frisk on the streets of New York City anymore, how can they go review your credit card transactions to see what you're buying? But that's what they're doing. Here's how they do it. If you're not familiar, every time you buy something with a credit card or a debit card, a transaction takes place electronically, and it automatically uses what's called an MCC, a merchant category code. I didn't know these existed until recently. But MCCs, merchant category codes, they tell the merchant what kind of things it sold. And it begins to check its inventory against sales, and it might stock up more on this because it's realizing that merchant code is going quite well. Others, maybe it'll stock up less because it's not selling. Whatever. Here's the bottom line. Some of the things we've been battling have been the issue of trying to track our gun sales through MCCs. I'll tell you more about that in a minute. What we've also found, though, is that the FinCEN, the Financial Crimes Enforcement Network, has begun searching out what it calls lone actor and homegrown violent extremism indicators by virtue of what your MCCs are. What kind of things are you buying? Pray tell, are you shopping at Cabela's or Dick's Sporting Goods? Maybe we should flag your transactions a little further. You just became a person of interest because you might have bought some ammunition at Dick's. What? Y'all, this is maddening. This is absolutely not the way it's supposed to be. Here's what the letter that Jim Jordan sent to FinCEN said. It said, one part it said, in quote, in other words, FinCEN urged large financial institutions to comb through the private transactions of their customers for suspicious charges on the basis of their protected political and religious expression. That's some scary freaking stuff right there. What are you thinking? I see your face.
Did you come across any any of the financial institutions that are pushing back on any of that? Is it required?
Well, when Treasury actually asks you for things, they better have a subpoena. But what I don't think is happening is Treasury is not subpoenaing this information. They're just pressuring right now. Where did it go? I had an article right here. Hang on a second. They sent this out as a an informational to the lending institutions and the banking institutions as a here's what you need to know and things to watch out for. It was an informational thing, but it indicated that clearly Treasury is looking at this stuff.
Well, I mean, clearly I don't think it's much of a stretch for us to look back at what happened in Canada, particularly with the truckers and all kind of stuff. And I mean, they just jumped in there and froze people's money.
Absolutely locked them down, so, which I'm going to get to that more in a minute too.
I mean, this is bonkers. And I would hope that some of these retailers in particular would band together and push back. Cause I mean, some of them, they ain't small. It's not little small mom and pop gun shops. I mean,
no,
it's Bass Pro Shop and Cabela's and,
yeah, big name retailers, and here's the part that I was looking for. Jim Jordan also said that FinCEN distributed slides that showed financial institutions how to flag their customers, who may be potential active shooters or terrorists based on their transactions. So, what? Oh my gosh.
There's so many. Wow. Just wow.
You're sitting here on a conservative talk show wearing a camouflage hat, brother. You're a double target. I can just tell you right now.
What's funny is this camouflage hat is in support of Coosa River Keepers.
I see that.
A bunch of, people that...
Eco-friendlies.
So it's a bunch of eco-terrorists out there. So it's a bonkers world we're living in now.
It is absolutely a bonkers world. Let me tell you another bonkers story. You ready for this? Big Brother's watching you. So I talked about MCCs a minute ago, right? It brought back a memory, and I went back and I checked on something that I talked about 9-10 months ago, which is basically ramping up. So here's the thing. MCCs right now classify gun sales as, quote, sporting goods. They fall under a broad category. A lot of things fall under sporting. You can buy a football and a gun. The MCC, the merchant category code on your credit card, is the same. As a part of the, I want to say it was the Inflation Reduction Act, the omnibus piece of trillion-dollar legislation that Biden helped get pushed through, they changed that. And they are requiring merchant category codes for firearms and ammunition to be separate and distinct. Pray tell, why would they need that? What is the point of knowing when gun sales actually took place and whose card used them or bought them? Why would we need this, Butters? You know the answer. So here's the thing. What I'm really proud of, though, credit card companies announced last March they were pausing any work to add that new MCC for gun and ammunition sales. after they got a lot of blowback from Republicans in multiple states who raised concerns about tracking consumer behaviors that way.
Well, that's why I ask who's if anybody's pushing back, because that's a real good business model right now to go, hey, we're not going to do that until they drag us into court.
In fact, I'm pretty sure there are some people that would switch credit cards if they knew that one company would do it and the other wouldn't. So the credit card companies apparently banded together and said, look, all right, we're not doing this.
I'd start clicking right now.
Well, just so you know, a number of Democrat representatives are demanding that they re-implement the program. Story broke here about 3 weeks ago. U.S. Representative Chelly Pingree, I don't know who Chelly Pingree is. Chelly Pingree is among dozens of other Democrats asking major credit card companies to explain why they paused a plan to flag suspicious firearm purchases. Why are they suspicious? According to a news release from Pingree's office, the flagging system was created in September of 2022, and they said that it could prevent gun violence, gun trafficking, domestic terrorism by identifying suspicious firearm purchases like the one that was made before the Pulse Nice Club shooting in Orlando, Florida. See, there's that friggin' stochastic terrorism I was talking about earlier.
Yeah.
So you bought a gun at Cabela's in Washington State. You're the reason why we had a shooting in Orlando. What? No. I'm going deer hunting. Or I'm going clay shooting. Or I just like having a single firearm.
Where did that person acquire in Orlando? Where did they acquire a firearm? Do you know? I don't remember all this.
I don't. But I think that one was a legal firearm purchase. And they're saying that if we had just had an MCC, we might have identified them. No, you wouldn't have. Only if you're flagging all gun purchases. American Express, Visa, MasterCard, Discover, they're all being asked to go forward with the implementation of the new MCC on firearms. I'm saying hold the line, fellas. November 2024 is coming, and these nut jobs will be in the minority, hopefully. While we're talking about Big Brother, it's going to be cold this weekend, right? I mean, it is winter, but we've had some major cold snaps. Would it interest you to know that perhaps you might wake up and find out your thermostat was manipulated from afar and you just didn't know it? I'll tell you more about that after the break. Because I'm just saying, wake up one morning, the house is cold. You're like, what the heck? Who touched the thermostat? The government did.
Way to tease that one.
I'll tell you about it in a minute. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We'll be right back. Back, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. We're in Dipper number two right now. Dipper number two is it's a big one, y'all. It's got legs, man. This thing I'm talking about is Big Brother is watching you. Not only watching you, trying to guide your behavior, steer you towards things that they need you to understand a little better, or perhaps conform your behavior because, you know, it's for the greater good. You're being assimilated into the Borg. That's what's happening. So Washington Post has a piece that came out in July of 22. Am I reaching back a little bit? Yeah, I am. But guess what? In July of 22, it was already an issue. We're pushing a year and a half later now. So the fight to save energy by controlling your thermostat and your pool pump and your hot water heater. Yeah. So, Phil, this is like power companies, though, isn't it? I mean, is that really government? The vast majority of utilities are actually quasi-governmental at the very least. Think about it. Think about where you are. If you're in the northern part of our state, are you TVA? TVA power is quasi-governmental. How about if you are on a rural water board? Oh, that's right. It's a water board created by your local state legislature. It is an elected board sometimes. Sometimes it's appointed, but at the very least, it's governed as a quasi-governmental entity with, by the way, the same protections under the law very often that you see. Same with your gas boards. Same with your rural electric co-ops in the Alabama for power. I mean, I can think of several in my former Senate district that were a mix of TVA, then Alabama Power, and then so anyway, what I'm saying is this: a lot of your utilities come through governmental and/or quasi-governmental entities. I mean, does your water board, is it part of your municipality? Where's your water board? Where do you make your payments in person if you want to? A lot of times you go down to City Hall and make them, don't you? Guess what? That utility board is a governmental entity. All right, how about this? What about smart thermostats? Well, they're smart, aren't they? Yeah, they are. You can actually sort of pre-program them to go down some at night or come up some during the day or whatever the case may be. Well, what happens if you get one of those that's kind of cool? I got an app on my phone. I can turn up the heat at the house before I drive home, so by the time I get there, it's all warmed back up because I don't need it during the day. That's a great idea. If it's internet-based, that means it's also hackable. Oh, by the way, if it's internet-based, that might mean that it's also tied into the central figures at the governmental entity or, you know, utility that runs it. You think I'm kidding? This is real. Story here on the Washington Post. When extreme heat settles over Texas, the local power company, Austin Energy, uses an unconventional tool to keep the grid from buckling. It taps into the internet and adjusts the smart thermostats of 25,300 of its customers. Now, these were all consenting customers. What they did is they offered them an incentive. Hey, we'll reduce your power bill on your first month or two or whatever if you'll agree to this. A lot of folks didn't realize what they were agreeing to. In Colorado, there was a whole bunch of folks about a year ago that got locked out of their thermostats. They had no air conditioning because the grid was not in a good place, and so the power company just shut them all down. It says the programs are emerging as a crucial tool in stabilizing power grids. The grids will be strained again this year in various places. This is Washington Post. It's always panicking. They call these demand response technologies. Demand response technology. In other words, if you're demanding power or water or electricity or gas and the demand is up, well, they've got to respond. And these demand response technologies give them the ability to do it. So the Republican Party has been pushing back on this and has grown what the article calls increasingly hostile to the idea. It's mind-boggling to me, said Representative Bill Johnson, Republican from Ohio, that we're even talking about this at a congressional hearing. He said, I think this is better described as the capability to remotely control the American people technology.
Mm.
I think he nailed that.
That's a shirt.
Put that not a bumper sticker. House Energy and Commerce Committee considered a bipartisan proposal that would have been, it was supported by the industry, to set national standards on your water heaters with demand response capability. Oh, look, gas and electric water heaters. You know what? I think we need the ability to turn them down. Then you come home, you know, get off your shift, you go walk indoor, you get a shower, cold water.
Everybody's worried about AI. We're going to fall apart from stupidity before we even get to that being a problem.
We might even need some jackassery sound effects right about now. What do you think? I mean, it feels like major jackassery.
Turns out the music's already playing.
Well, one Republican representative said, we got real privacy issues here. Well, I got more. What if they can do that with your money? Oh, yeah. We'll talk about that when I get back. Y'all stay tuned. Hey, all you Right Side ruffians out there, you are listening to Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right. We are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Just covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation, this one, Alabama. Y'all, I'm talking about this show. Goes way down south of Birmingham and up north of Huntsville and Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, Mississippi, all thrown in just for good measure. Hey, I gotta tell you, too, who else covers a lot of ground. That's our friends at Southern Immediate Care. So Southern Immediate Care is a chain of clinics that covers a huge swath of our overly broad listening area. Basically, they got locations like Gadsden, Anniston, Atala. They got like six locations around the Birmingham area. I think the newest one was in Helena. I hear there's more on the way. And y'all, they are owned by a Right Side ruffian, if that helps you at all. But I'm just going to tell you right now, this is who I use. It is. I mean, they're open 7 days a week, and they are, they'll see all ages. I like to say pediatric to geriatric. You can get your x-rays and your shots right there on site. And this is who I use. And no, I don't use them because they advertise. They advertise because I was using them. And I was so pleased. And I finally went to them and said, look, you guys consider advertising on the show? Well, yes, they will. So yeah, every time I've walked through the front door of a Southern Immediate Care facility, I'm talking clean, friendly, professional, get you in and get you out. You check them out. If you need medical attention, and I'm talking about non-emergency, but if you need medical attention, find the location nearest to you, head on down there, and while you're filling out those forms, tell them you heard about it on Right Side Radio. I would appreciate that very much. All right, I'm back into this dipper that I'm doing called Big Brother is Watching You. I got a couple more threads to pull on this one. Because, listen, it's not just your thermostat. It's not just your hot water heater. It's not just your electric bill. It's not just, you know, where you spend your money. It's not just, you know, the use of your credit card to dare to buy ammunition for your firearms. How about this? Where are you driving? No, seriously, where are you driving? No, really. Big Brother wants to know, where are you driving? Why would that matter? Well, because they just need to know stuff so they can track your every movement. So if you're not familiar, back in 2021, when they passed that monstrous infrastructure bill, the $1.2 trillion bipartisan, supposedly, infrastructure bill that just distorted everything that we should be standing for as a country right now, spending money we don't have on things we don't need. Well, within that proposal was embedded some things that allow for what they call mass surveillance of vehicles. Oh, no. It's technology that we think cars should have to make sure that people who are under the influence can't drive. Excuse me? So you're mandating that our cars contain something like a kill switch? Well, yeah, you could call it that. Well, how about we call it that? It's a kill switch. And then on top of that, it's also got the requirement for smartphone apps and onboard devices and other things that are added to it that require the tracking of where the vehicle is going. Now, you're thinking, okay, Phil, that was in 2021. Surely that didn't pass. No, I'm sorry, it did. It did pass. And the legislation required that a commission be established to put into place the rules by which we will live with these new devices. So, just this past year, about 60 days ago, we have Wyoming Congresswoman Hageman, who she fought it. She had a no-kill switch, too much Big Brother amendment to the bills, and it died, 229 to 201. It went to the floor, but she couldn't get. That means Republicans voted against her. I have to look at that and go, what the heck? But there were 199 Republicans and two Democrats who voted to defund that kill switch mandate, and it didn't pass. So right now we have the potential that new vehicles are going to be sold with something that allows the government to figure out where you are, where you're driving. And oh, by the way, if they need to turn off your vehicle, they just will. Oh, you've been bad. We're going to turn that. Well, red flag laws are now in place, and we found concerns with you. We're going to turn that vehicle off. But I've got to go to work. I'm sorry. You're not safe on the roads. But I haven't done anything. Well, we're concerned. Can you see where this is going? Okay, listen. As long as I'm scaring you, let me just talk about the thing that really controls a lot of it, and that's your money, your paycheck. So you get a paycheck, and it comes in, and you get a direct deposit. Cool. You get a direct deposit, and then as time goes by, more and more, how many of you actually still carry cash? There's that. I'll be honest with you, I rarely have cash anymore. It's either credit card or debit card. And I know what's in my bank because I can log on online. I can see it, right? And the direct deposit comes in on payday, right? And then what happens if they have the ability to turn that off? You've been bad. What did I do? Well, you were outside the Capitol on January 6th. I was taking pictures. Yeah, but you were outside the Capitol on January 6th. We've decided to freeze your assets. Excuse me? Well, look at what happened in Canada when the truckers protested. You know what they did? Canada has centralized banking. They shut off their funds. They cut off their ability to pay their own bills because they could. There's a thing called central bank digital currency. It's not established in the U.S. yet, but it's certainly being pushed by the progressives at places like the World Economic Forum. And the Biden administration, they're kind of looking into it. So a story here that came out in spring of last year. The Biden administration with the U.S. Treasury Department is convening an interagency working group to explore the development of a central bank digital currency. Something that is centralized and controlled by the government, which is how you get paid and pay your bills. And oh, by the way, it's also how you travel, how you pay your medical expenses, how you buy food. It's how you get credit sometimes to be able to go do other things. Well, I will say this. Donald Trump, two nights ago on the campaign trail, vowed to never allow a central bank digital currency if he's elected. He flat out said, quote, "As your president, I will never allow the creation of a central bank digital currency. It'd be a dangerous threat to freedom. I will stop it from coming to America. Such a currency would give the federal government absolute control over your money. They could take your money and you wouldn't even know it was gone." They're already working to ban this at the state level down in Florida. I think we need to be looking at it here in Alabama because y'all, Big Brother is definitely watching you. All right, let me jump on the phone. Who's that? Is that Jeff? Jeff from Indiana. Hey, brother, are they tracking your vehicle right now?
Oh, yeah. I've got full audio and video and facing forward and facing backward here. You can watch me drive all day long if you got the computer to do it with.
We can log on, adjust your thermostat, take your money, and oh, by the way, tell if you stopped off at Cabela's to buy some ammunition.
Oh, they can they track me everywhere I go here, so, you know, in real time. So, I don't know if you all have got it down here yet or not, but in Indiana, we have a little, it looks like deer cams with a solar panel on top of it. License plate readers everywhere now.
Oh yeah. Oh, I hate those things. I got a ticket once in Washington D.C., and they mailed it to my house in Alabama 4 months later, with a picture of me allegedly speeding, and all I can do is look at the fuzzy grainy picture and say, well, it looks like my car, but I have no knowledge of whether I was speeding that day 4 months ago. I mean, it's nuts.
Oh. I've received toll from Illinois before that I wouldn't even know where near it with the wrong car and everything else. Had to talk my way out of that one because it's like I don't even own that vehicle.
Wow.
But what this is the sheriff's departments all use these things and stuff. And it's all pointed toward your it's just a track who comes in. Say if you're a fugitive or whatever, and I know what you're driving, then it sends it, you know, you can go back through there and say, oh, well, this guy come in here at such and such time or whatever, and it's not for speeding or anything. It's just to track you.
Wow.
To see who's coming in and out.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
I knew a guy that used to street race a lot, and he had he put his license tag on a hinge, kind of like you see on like some gas caps are hidden behind the, you know, the license tag. He put it on a hinge and he had a little power pole like one of those little antennas you used to get that goes up and down. And when he hit a switch, it would fold his license tag down. You couldn't see it.
Hey, that'd be good for crossing all these crazy toll bridges they got now.
I'm saying, man, go ahead and hit that James Bond switch and make that tag go down.
Yeah. When your wife goes home to Louisville, I'm sure there's only one bridge you can cross that ain't got a toll on 64 now.
That, I mean, it's And by the way, the government is pretty much everywhere. I mean, they got this thing where they can look at your thermostat and turn it down if they want to. They're trying to get it on your hot water heater. They call it demand response technology, which means if you're demanding something because you need it, their response is we're going to have to make sure you don't have it because we can't sustain that right now. It's unreal.
Yeah. Oh, I know. But, you know. You talking about tracking people. I sent you a picture of my son there and everything. I'm sure he's getting tracked real good with his. He buys ARs and he's got stamps for silencers and he's got night vision, thermal scopes. Well, I'm sure he's being watched really good.
I have a feeling that that he is a known entity at this point. Well, listen, man, where are you at right now on the road?
I'm almost to the Tennessee truck stop.
Oh, good.
They just got rebuilt, and it's got a whole bunch of Tesla chargers there now.
Oh, good.
And that's another thing. What's it going to be like when the grid goes down and everything? And I think they were computerized where you get their power on there, and they say, oh, sorry, you can't charge at this station now because we're having low power. So, you know,
well, you
how
know,
long is it going to be before that happens?
It's funny because I didn't get into it yet in this Big Brother thing, and I'll just go ahead and say it now. There was a push in California legislature to allow the state to suck power back as you're charging your car at night rather than it going into your car. It comes back through the system, kind of like sucking it through a straw. They're looking at if they're in a grid control situation where things are charging, you know, too much, then they'll just suck it back through the system, which I find to be a little odd. Like, I didn't know you could back it out, but that's where we are. If big government has the ability to control it, they'll find a way to control it.
Hey, the one I wanted to see is watching everything. You know, you're talking about the banks and everything. If they keep going, there's going to be a run on the banks because people are not going to trust that their money's, you know, especially the conservatives. I mean, you know, why leave your bank and money in a bank that basically doesn't pay you any interest on your checking account anyway? So,
well, and I'll tell you what else happened. I saw it in Baghdad. You know, I was there at the beginning of the war. There was an entire underground economy because Saddam's Ba'ath regime held such, you know, such a thumb on everybody that if you wanted something and you were not considered a Ba'ath Party loyalist, you had to do it basically under the table. And so there was an entire second level economy going on of people getting what they needed, and a lot of times what they wanted, but they had to go do it by other means because the government had messed up the market so much.
Hey, I wonder how many gold bars the Biden family has. You know, they don't have to send all this. It could be a Bob Menendez moment. You know, yeah. I mean, they done gave Hunter some diamonds and stuff, but yeah, it'd be interesting to know how much gold that President Biden has in his account.
Oh my gosh, who knows? Hey, listen, man, I got to go to a break. You be careful on the roads. All right.
Have a good one.
All right, we'll see you, buddy. All right, we're taking a break right now. Last one of the day. I'll come back and get your text messages. There's quite a few that have piled in the box, and I'll start reading some of those out. You guys stay tuned. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We will be right back. Back, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Just, I mean, like, hey, saving the world one soundbite at a time while we make it cool to be a conservative. Listen, you guys are heading home right now. Drive time is pretty good. We don't have any reports of anything bad out there on the main road, so y'all stay careful. Weather going to be, you know, it's going to be cold, but it's not going to be as fugly as it had been in recent weeks. So just enjoy your weekend, and let me catch up on a few text messages that I got right here. Ben from Decatur says, regarding credit card tracking by feds, cash is king. I mean, cash still spends. But you know what? There's actually retailers out there that are already saying we're cashless. They will only use. And some of that was the excuse was COVID. Well, we don't know who's touched that money. Okay, and I get that, but you know what? Pallets of cash are still being shipped overseas, so we know cash still works. But nonetheless, there are retailers that are already going that way. What?
Well, and that's, I mean, this centralized digital currency, and you, I mean, even the look into basically a government crypto, and then eventually trying to do away with cash. I know there's discussions of that in Europe,
and then trying to do away with the card. Next thing you know, it's the mark of the beast. And you cannot buy or sell. And it doesn't sound so far-fetched anymore, does it?
No.
I mean,
no.
If they can put a microchip in a dog's neck so you can tell whose dog it is, there's no reason why you can't have a microchip implanted in your hand.
And at today's inflation rate, you know, the $100 you stuck under your mattress is, you know, in 6 months is only worth 80. You know, I mean, it's crazy.
I think you're giving it too much credit when you say 80. Glenn from Bluntsville says, it sounds like the current administration is afraid of its own citizens. You think? I'm looking at right now, Biden is on, is this old or is it new? It was just posted by The Blaze 9 minutes ago. He's given a speech, and of course he's struggling with his words again. But he says, I love the people who say the tree of liberty is watered with the blood of patriots. Well, guess what, man? If you really want to worry about the government, you need an F-16. What a stupid thing to say.
Are you proving our point, Mr. President?
Exactly. Jeff from Indiana was talking about his son being flagged. He did send me a picture of his son. has a patch on the back of one of his, I'll just say one of his pieces of hardware. It says, only you can prevent socialism. And it has Smokey the Bear with nice. Night vision goggles on. Louis from Birmingham says, or is it Louis from Birmingham, says, I don't know what he's saying there. Is that from a movie? Do you see that? What's he saying? Prepare, Locutus. We are about to intervene. I have a feeling what he's saying is we're about to get busy. But I don't know. Keep it ready. Gary from Decatur. With Biden's war on fossil fuels, this will get much worse in the future with a solid 50% of the electrical power grid is supplied by fossil fuel power generators. By the way, do you see where the wind farm generator stopped running at minus 10 degrees? Oh, yeah. We had a congressman that went out. I say we. There was a congressman that went out to one of the major wind farms and stood there and filmed himself in front of all these turbines that weren't turning in the mega cold we had a week or so ago. And he said, and this is what's going to happen when you get cold.
Yeah.
You're going to wonder why. It's because this is not working. Raven from Russellville says, I think this jackassery angers us vets most of all. This is not what I fought for. I want my country back. Sheepdogs are needed. We got some people fired up on this dipper, bro.
Yeah, well, it ought to get you fired up.
It should. John from Elkmont said, this is why people have cash money in a safe or in their mattress. Alabama needs to introduce a bill making it a sanctuary legal tender state before digital laws make it too late to do so. I've got a book sitting right here on the desk called Pirate Money. And we hope to have the author of that book on sometime in the near future who's got that very thing in mind at the state level. And then John from Huntsville comes in. He goes, Butters, your fantastic fry yay performance earned you an A+. Phil, you didn't complete the triple dipper, but I was really impressed with your effort today because it was jam-packed with a lot of interesting information, so you also get an A+. However, today's co-winners are Stephanie Smith and Hannah Stevens with an A++. Perfection, and I loved hearing Hannah talk about how most of Alabama's best players have entered the transfer portal.
Ouch.
Said the Auburn fan. I'll take an A+ and second to Stephanie and Hannah. I'm good with
you
that.
You need to stop scheduling guests so we win more.
Oh, that's what we'll do.
They always get these.
If we made the show more boring, you and I might get better grades.
Yes.
I'm pretty sure it doesn't work that way. That's called participation trophy level at that
point. Man, they were great discussions, though.
They were. And listen, there's more to come. We're back here next week with the best audience in radio. You guys are amazing. There's only one reason why we commit our afternoons to this, and it's because of y'all. So anyway, have an amazing weekend. God bless you. We will see you back here Monday.
right side ruffians out there, you are listening to Right Side Radio, solid conservative.